like to welcome each one to the service this morning. Don't have a text verse this morning, but the title for the message today is Relationship versus Religion. Relationship versus Religion. I felt led to preach a series of three messages concerning relationship. This first one, relationship versus religion, has to do with our relationship with God. The second one that I want to preach later on, Lord willing, would have to do with our relationship with each other as a congregation. And then the third message, the final one, would have to do with our relationship with those around us, outside the community and neighboring churches and so forth. This morning, let's look at relationship versus religion. The dictionary gives a definition of relationship as a connection, association, or involvement. And then I have three synonyms, which is dependence, alliance, or union. Definition of religion is a set of beliefs concerning the cause, nature, and purpose of the universe, any system of faith and worship. Now, I realize there may be other definitions of these words, but as we look at how the words are used today, I think these definitions are the ones that are probably the most commonly used today. And I would like to try and focus on these definitions of these words and not get sidetracked into the other possible definitions, since these definitions most accurately portray the burden, the vision that I have with these messages. As we look at the problem of relationship versus religion, we see that it is not something that is new to our day-to-day, but it is something that Jesus clearly pointed out in his day that was going on when he was here on the earth, and it was referred to by the prophet Jeremiah when he wrote the verse in Jeremiah 2:13 where he talks about the people of Israel leaving the fountain of living waters, leaving God, the fountain of living waters, and hewing them out cisterns, broken cisterns, which cannot hold any water. The problem with that burdens me this morning as I look at our situation is the thing of the lack of relationship with God. And then it is the thing of having a system of faith and worship. As it says in the definition of religion, any system of faith and worship. The problem is that, you know, if we get into the mode of having a system of faith and worship, the system dethrones the Lord Jesus Christ from his rightful place as the Lord of the church, as the head of his church. And, you know, when that happens and we rely on the system, the work of the Holy Spirit is greatly hindered in those situations when the church functions within the realm of the system instead of functioning in the realm of a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. So the root of the problem in this thing of relationship versus religion lies with the lack of relationship between God and man. So I'd like to first look at, you know, what is it that causes the problem in the lack of relationship between God and man? You know, we look at man and we look at God, you know, and obviously when we have a relationship, as that definition says, it's it tries to produce a working of works and of doing of things that will produce its own remedy for sin. Well, that does nothing to bring about the relationship back with God, because there is nothing else. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved except through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there is no other way. And as we look at that as the system of faith and worship that is out there, we could say that that is why we have so many so-called religions out there today, because there are so many that are trying to produce a remedy for the sin problem. And, you know, because of that, their relationship with God has been destroyed because they have rejected God's remedy as it says here, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. You know, and we all know that we have sin. The Spirit of God convicts us of sin, convinces us of sin. And we know that we have sin. And then we go about to try to produce a remedy for that sin problem. But now as we look at the many religions that are out there, we see that there are many groups that can have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ or a relationship with God because they confess Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, the Bible is clear that if we don't have the Son, neither can we have the Father. So we know that any religion that doesn't recognize Jesus Christ as Lord, Jesus Christ as the Son of God, is merely that. It's a religion, a cult, if you will. It is not Christianity if it does not recognize Jesus Christ as the Son of God, if it does not recognize Jesus Christ as Lord. But amongst the ones that do recognize Jesus Christ as Lord, as the Son of God, we still find differences. We still find various differences of administration because of the influence of different cultures, of different backgrounds. And there are different interpretations of how we apply what the Bible teaches in our daily living, our daily walk of life. And not saying that, you know, one is right or one is wrong, but I believe that there are different administrations, and those different administrations fit the need and fill the need of many different people. You know, not everybody would fit into our church, if you will. But there are others out there who can fill the need of other people. You know, and we would be just plain wrong if we would say that we are the only church that can have a relationship because we interpret it correctly and we do it right. We must give recognition to the fact that God is not a respecter of persons, but as it says in Acts 10, that whosoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted of him. You know, and as we look at the relationship problem, maybe sometimes the relationship problem doesn't come about because of sin at first, but sometimes it could simply be a lack of faith. You know, we humans like to have something to put our faith in that we can see, that we can touch, that we can handle. And we can't see God. We can't touch God. We can't handle God. And so we reject the belief in the finished work of the remedy of that God has provided for us. We reject that belief and we go about and try to put a system in place, something that we can see, something that we can touch and we can handle, that we can read, you know, we can look at. And then as time goes on, we maybe digress into a situation where we rely less and less on God, who we can't see, and we slowly move into that reliance on that system that we can see. So we deviate from a right relationship with God, and we deviate into religion, where it is merely religion. And that's what Jesus said about the Pharisees. You know, so maybe it's not necessarily sin at first, but it might move into being sin. The Bible says whatsoever is not of faith is sin. You know, if God would have wanted us to rely on a system, a religious system, he would have put it in his word. He would have told us exactly how it should be, and he would have put it in his word. But God wants us to have faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. That is where he wants us to have our faith in. And unless we have that, as the Bible says, no man comes unto the Father except by me. Jesus Christ talking. You know, there is no other way that we can come to God. There is no other way that we can have a right relationship with God except through Jesus Christ, through being born again, through having that regeneration, that work of regeneration within us. You know, God wants the Church of Jesus Christ to make decisions as a brotherhood that gets its direction from the Holy Spirit of God, not from its past experience with some system of faith and worship, but from the Holy Spirit. You know, when the church makes its decisions based on a system, a religious system of faith and worship, it unites the church around that system, that belief of that system. But when the church makes its decisions based on the aid of the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit speaks to us as individuals in the church, and as we bring the inspiration of the Spirit into the decision making, as the Spirit speaks to us, that unites the church around the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. And that is what really holds a church together. That is what binds the church together, because there is a common union, and it brings relationship within the church, first of all, between God and the individuals, and then it brings relationship within the church. You know, it unites the church around Jesus Christ, her head. And all of us want to be surrendered to Jesus Christ, our head. You know, this is not about one man being connected to the Spirit of God, about one man saying, this is the way it is. You know, the Spirit of God told me to do this or told me to do that. But it is about a brotherhood, a church of brothers, a group of brothers and sisters that have their connection, their inspiration from the Holy Spirit of God, and together make decisions based on the Holy Spirit of God, and that Spirit will never undermine what the Word of God teaches. It will always support what the Word of God says, as we are inspired and illuminated by the light of the Holy Spirit of God. I'd like to look at some examples of relationship and religion in the Bible. First of all, I'd like to look at a very familiar account in Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. It says, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Luke 14, verse 9. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Now, as we look at this, we see that the Pharisee had religion. The publican had relationship. The Pharisee was counting on a religious system, a system of faith and worship. And what did he get him? No relationship with God whatsoever. His relationship with God was cut off because there was sin in his heart. And maybe it didn't begin that way at first, but he deviated and he moved into that system to a place of pride, of thinking himself better than others. And that cut off his relationship with God. God didn't change, but the Pharisee did. But the publican, you know, probably a man, a sinner, I don't know what all was in his past, but when he came to God and he acknowledged his need of who he was, I'm a sinner, and God, I need you, a relationship was established. And today, in the new dispensation, through Jesus Christ, the finished work on the cross, when we come in that manner, in repentance, God takes a part of himself and he puts it within us, and we become a child of a living God. We are born into the family of God through the work of regeneration that God does within us. Abraham, when he went to offer up Isaac, he had relationship with God. Joseph, when he was in Egypt, when he resisted the temptation of Potiphar's wife, when he was thrown into prison for that, had relationship with God. Peter had relationship with God when he denied Jesus, and then he went out and he wept bitterly. Judas had religion when he betrayed Jesus and then went and hung himself. So how today, how are we affected by relationship versus religion? Recently I read this quote. It said, "Religion is a man sitting in church thinking about fishing. Relationship is a man fishing thinking about God." And that would have been insinuating that it's okay on a Sunday morning to be out on the lake fishing. True or false? You know, religion comes to church because it has to. But relationship comes to church because it wants to. When my boys were young, I used to tell them that if you want to, you don't have to. When I would tell them to do a certain job, you know, they'd complain about it. If you want to, you don't have to. Religion looks on the outward form. You know, what it sees on the outward. Doing, wearing the right clothes, doing the right things, saying the right things. The outward form. But relationship looks in the heart. Relationship uses discretion in the books it reads, what it looks for on the internet, how it uses its smartphone, the movies it watches, because it loves the Lord Jesus and it cannot bear the thought of life without him. That is relationship. Religion does those same things for various reasons. Maybe because it's afraid of getting caught, or it's afraid of what people would think. It's afraid of, you know, being made a spectacle of, discipline or whatever. What if we would go through life in our relationship with each other as we would in the system of religion, of faith and worship? Just having a system. Supposing us married couples would have a marriage that would be like religion. You know what it takes to make a marriage work. You don't have a real connection with each other, but you go through marriage doing and saying the right things so that you look good on the outside, but there's not that connection, that love, that relationship. You just go through the form of doing those things that you have to do to make the marriage work, because you know that's what it takes to make the marriage work. You know, how many of you would enjoy friendships like that with another person, where there's no connection, no real something to hold you together and to give you enjoyment of each other's presence? No caring, no sharing, no common interest. You just go through the form of friendship, the religion of friendship. You know, what kind of friendship would that be? You know, even your dog wants relationship. And you could probably train a dog by religion, you know, by being so stern, you know, meting out the whip, the punishment, that the dog would maybe obey you out of fear, because it's afraid of punishment. But there wouldn't be that relationship. But I think that the best dogs that are the smartest and do the most, are the biggest asset to people, are the ones who are trained by relationship, where good behavior is rewarded and bad behavior is punished with a reproof or whatever. You know, and a dog that is trained like that would probably give its life for you. And I think the same thing applies in our relationship with God. You know, when we obey God, because God does not change, because God is a loving God, and we get that picture, and he does that work of regeneration in our heart, and we have that relationship established with him, And we love Him so much that all the decisions that we make in life are based on our love for God, for Jesus Christ. We would be willing to give our life for a God like that, a Savior like that. Not because I have to, but because I want to. That is relationship. You know, in our hurry and scurry of work and action and things that are going on today, it's a challenge sometimes to maintain relationship. And last Saturday, as I was meditating, thinking about this message, I was out in the garden and I was hoeing. And, you know, it's interesting how the human mind works. You know, I was there hoeing, and I was subconsciously hoeing, and my mind was busy thinking and meditating and the Spirit speaking to me. You know, my body was getting tired, but my spirit was as fresh as the morning, you know, inspired and blessed. You know, that is relationship. You know, have you ever been driving down the road, and, you know, those of us who have been driving for years, you drive subconsciously without really thinking of what you're doing. You can stop at a red light, you can make turns, and all that without even really thinking about what you're doing. All the time your mind is elsewhere, you know, maybe meditating, maybe talking to the Lord about something. You know, I've already been going to town, and I had a certain place I needed to go to in town, and the first thing I knew, I was going 218 off of 54, and, you know, half mile down, what am I doing here? I wanted to go straight into town, go out, you know, 79 or something. I'd have to turn around and come back, you know, driving subconsciously. But that is relationship, when we have that kind of connection with God, with the Spirit of God. And as we look at religion, you know, religion can never measure up. Religion can never be quite good enough. You know, the Pharisees, with all the things that they did, they could never be quite good enough. They could never quite measure up to supply that need that they had of a relationship with God, because it just doesn't cut it. Religion just doesn't cut it. You know, you always have to keep trying harder, beating yourself up when you fail. You know, I shouldn't have done that. But relationship believes in the finished work of the cross. And it accepts the grace of God. It accepts the forgiveness of God. It realizes that I'm a sinner. I can't make it on my own. I can't do it on my own. And it accepts God's grace and forgiveness to make up my shortcoming, to be there for me. You know, when it fails, when relationship fails, it is truly sorry that it has failed. But it doesn't waste its time fretting about it and beating itself up. But it accepts God's forgiveness, Jesus' forgiveness, and it moves on, seeing where it can serve. It moves on to more relationship and more service. Earlier, I have mentioned about how culture affects the differences in many Christian churches as we know them today. And we look at the various different churches out there. You know, there's a lot of differences that come because of, as I mentioned, culture, background, and different things like that. But how about our culture? You know, most of us here come from Amish background. A man by the name of Jacob Ammon. How have we been affected by the culture that we are a part of? You know, the Amish culture that we come from probably tends to put more emphasis on religion rather than relationship. You know, to keep yourself in the standard, keep yourself in this system, and it's okay. But I believe that, you know, a lot of us have come to the light, to the realization that there is more to it. But yet there is still some effect of that culture. You know, we are the result of that cultural emphasis of what, you know, our past. So what do we do with it? Do we just throw it out? Do we maintain it no matter what? You know, religion doesn't give up its system very easily. But relationship looks at it as God looks at it. Relationship appreciates the good in the culture. It will root out the bad. But above all, relationship will never put its faith in a cultural system, in a system of faith and worship. But it will rather put its faith in God, the fountain of living waters. You know, structure definitely has its place. But we need to beware lest we make it our God. You know, we need to appreciate the things of our culture, but beware lest we make it our faith, where our faith is in that. Religion will defend its system religiously, because if you take away the system, the religion's faith is shattered. But relationship will appreciate the simplicity of our culture. Will appreciate that simplicity. It will appreciate the good. But its faith is firmly rooted and grounded in God, the finished work of the cross. And you cannot take God away. You cannot remove Jesus Christ. You cannot undo the work on the cross. It is finished, is what Jesus said. It is done. It is complete. And he says, ye are complete in him. So this morning, which will it be for you? Relationship or religion? The fountain of living waters or broken cisterns? The living God or a dead system? You know, sometimes things happen so gradually that we don't realize how far we have deviated from the way. And I trust that as we look at our individual situations and we look at where our faith is and we look at our relationship with God, I trust that each of us will choose relationship and not religion. Relationship equals faith. Religion equals fear. I'd like to close with Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And that is relationship. Let's kneel for a word of prayer.